You're listening to Cain and Corey.
And we're back!
Oh, hell yeah!
It's Friday!
Woohoo! Hell yeah!
Coming up later on the show, we find out if our secret caller of the day is the man that Jay bricked in the alleyway. Chances are it's not, because that guy's probably dead.
Is that on the show?
Yeah. Well, again, if he doesn't call, it's because he's dead.
Ah, I got you. All right. Well, happy Friday. A note on yesterday's conversation about Russ's disgusting socks, rewearing the gym clothes. I look, 53% of Americans do rewear gym clothes. So
don't,
I guess I'm kind
don't,
of defending.
Okay. Here's what happened. After the show, you guys had a conversation. Was that too mean? Do you feel bad
no.
that I did that to you?
Uh-uh.
And I'm going to make it better. 53% of Americans do not rewear socks time and time again to go to the gym. Gym clothes, gym shorts,
right.
Gym shirts, different story.
Right.
Not dirty ass, rusty ass, crusty ass socks.
Right. You figured that out.
Fucking yeah. Make it better, you asshole.
Well, it's true. It is 53% do rewear, but not the socks. Or the underwears.
I rewear my gym shoes sometimes.
You probably don't rewear those either.
I do. Because sometimes if I'm lazy and I got to walk the dogs, I'll go barefoot in the shoes. And that's a good way to ruin the shoe forever. You go barefoot in a shoe one time and you sweat, like if you don't wear socks in that shoe, that shoe's fucked.
Yeah. Well, I've shared hotel rooms with people where I got to put my shoes outside the door because they fucking reek. Because it's the middle of summer and I've got two pairs designated to barefoot. They're my barefoot sneakers. And they stink. And I don't keep them anywhere near. I keep them in a plastic bag. Cinched tight, and they're in the closet.
Best for everybody. You should keep them in house guest Lisa's room. We haven't had an update on her in a long time. When's the last time she's been on?
She's still sitting
That's
on the prison
That's a great
cot?
Idea. I bought a bunch of dead fish for nothing. I just used my shoes.
She living
No,
there?
There's really no update. I mean, she stops by, and she comes over, and she does a thing here and there. And like on the weekends, if we're all going to go out drinking, then you know she'll crash on a Saturday so she doesn't have to drive drunk. And that's fine, you know?
Yeah. I got to, by the way, do we have the intro for the Corey's ABC's disease or whatever the fuck that
oh,
thing is
called? Oh, you got a thing? All right.
It's time for Corey B's Health ABCs, where wellness flows like a gentle breeze. Vitality, all naturally, from A to Z. Here's Corey B.
Is it over?
Yeah. The letter today is O.
This sounds better.
Yeah.
I think that was amazing.
The letter today is O, and O stands for oxalates. Did you know that spinach contains a shit ton of oxalates, and oxalates can turn into kidney stones? And when they say you can never have too much greens, they're fucking liars. You can't have too much greens.
Well, I need more now. I mean, okay.
Well, you know how I've been complaining about. So a cup of spinach, just one cup. Which is easy to eat. A cup of spinach is like nothing. You know what I mean? I was using probably about 4 or 5 cups in my juices every morning. A cup of spinach has 676 milligrams of oxalates, right? Your body only needs 100 to 200 a day. So I was eating probably, I don't know, 2,400 milligrams of oxalates, which turns into kidney stones.
Mm. So you... But you don't have kidney stones.
I don't think I have kidney stones,
no,
but I do have...
You would know.
I do have kidney... I was having like pains, like flank pains in my side. So I think maybe they were starting to form, but I haven't had anything today and I kind of feel better. So Carrie, I don't know what you're talking
about.
I hope
they don't
form
because I mean, you know what? If Rick Doble says, if you got a second call, he's got the sickest kidney stone story that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, he's close to death. He's pissing blood. All to go on vacation. So
yeah,
you don't want those.
You can have too much spinach. Like you can have like too much. They don't warn you about this stuff. They're like, take green juice. Green juice is good.
Yeah.
Green juice is great. Yeah, it's good. But if you have too much of it, it could actually, too much of oxalates could give you a kidney failure. Like it could fuck you up, dude.
Don't vegans get a lot of kidney stones then? I mean, fuck, that's all they eat.
Yeah, apparently kale is not that bad. Kale is good for you. But broccoli, I mean, spinach is the one... That'll fuck you up. And I was eating a lot of spinach.
You know, it's hilarious. I learned this from Ted Nugent. vegans think that they're, you know, like saving the animals by not eating them. Meanwhile, in order to grow all of your shit, you got to kill everything in the vicinity. The gophers, the squirrels, the mice, everything that burrows and lives in the ground, any one of those animals all die just so you can have your peas.
Hey, what do you think the farmers do to the animals they catch eating the crops?
Cook them. Double Ace is on the phone to tell his story.
Rick,
right, can you hear me?
Yeah, he's good.
Now I can hear you. So it's pretty horrific. I don't know where you want to start. I don't know where you want
to
take
it. Well, first of all, let's start with the cause. What caused you to have your kidney stones?
Sodium. So mineral water. And that's why I keep commenting on all your stuff you're taking, Corey. That shit's gonna fuck up your kidneys. I'm telling you.
So the stuff that I'm taking, I've already done research on the kidneys. The fucked up thing is I didn't do research on green juice and how much that stuff can cause kidney issues. Like everything I've looked at can actually help kidneys, except for what I'm doing with juice wise. And I was doing two green juices a day, mostly spinach. And that was like really, and also nuts, like almonds and nuts have a lot of oxalates in it, and that causes kidney stones. So like that's not.
Well, you like your mineral water though, and he just said mineral water was.
I don't drink mineral water. No, he said sodium.
Perrier.
Yeah, there's salt. There's salt and mineral water. I went straight seltzer now. No salt water.
I don't drink mineral water anymore either. I just drink regular water.
All right, so cut to the fun part when you're in the pain and shit in the hospital and the hot nurse and all that.
Oh, no, not a hot nurse. I had a movie star doctor that was absolutely gorgeous. She was beautiful. She was great.
She was like direct from Central Casting. I saw her picture. I'm like, holy fuck.
Wait, what did you say? You saw her picture? He showed you a picture of her?
She's so hot that I don't know if I would have trusted her to be my doctor. Right? Because you got
it was amazing. Kirsten didn't believe me because I told her because I was high on pain meds. Super high on pain meds.
Well, you were on Dilaudid?
Yeah,
that's the one. That's the only thing that tell you the truth. That's the truth. That's a true serum.
Yeah, it was in this, and Kirsten called me. I couldn't even answer the phone, and I handed it to the doctor, and she had a great conversation with her. But so we were trying. So the story is, we're trying to go to Hawaii in 2 days, and I had a miserable flank pain, and I mean, I was throwing up all night, blood. It was horrible. So I went to the ER, and the hot doctor hooked me up with the hot urologist, and the next thing I know, I'm in the hospital, and they're digging in my pecker and pulled out the kidney stone and flew to Hawaii the next morning.
They went in through the dick. Is that how they do that all the time?
Don't they have medicine that they can crush the kidney stone with?
Well, they could, but mine was big enough to where they went in through the pecker hole and grabbed it and pulled it out.
Pecker.
Damn, everything's bigger in Texas, huh?
Well, the last thing I remember was being wheeled into the surgery room, and the guy that knocks you out, whatever that's called, he had a couple interns with him that were super hot. And I was like, great, all these hot chicks are going to see my little ass dick.
Damn, you were at the damn hot siddle, man. Where'd you go? You gotta give us the name of this hospital. Shit.
Give us the name of your doctor.
It's some hospital downtown. I don't know. Kirsten can tell you where it was. But I tell you what, once I woke up from this thing, total relief. I mean, you don't know how much pain you're in, even when you're on pain pills and pain liquid, until you get that thing out of you, and then it's just complete relief. It was crazy.
So it was your pain only lasted 2 days. It was just like 2 days of pain. That was it.
It was it started on a Sunday morning, like midnight, and I got the surgery on a Monday afternoon.
Wow. And what about fast. tell the moment where like it was when you the clot of blood that you pissed out.
Oh God.
Oh, so that was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I woke up one morning and I was feeling a little discomfort. I was like, oh shit, this is not good. So then I go to the bathroom and then I'm sitting on the toilet And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, what? And then, wham, a big old golf ball-sized blood clot flies out.
Wait, you cut out. God
flew out of his
it.
Wiener, dude. He peed it out like a pressure washer.
Whew.
Yeah, the big old golf ball-sized blood clot came flying out right in the toilet. And then after that, I was 100% again. It was crazy.
Wow. I can't even imagine. So you had a tube in there, right?
They had a stent in there. Yeah, they put a stent all the way up through your urethra to your kidney. It was brutal. That wasn't that bad because when you peed, the string would come out. When you didn't pee, it would go back in. But the weird part was going to get the stent out at the doctor office.
Oh wait, so you had to wear the stent? Wait. So you had to wear the stent in you for a while?
For 2 weeks.
Oh, and that's for blood clotting. You said
Yeah, that was so the tube from your kidney to your bladder, and then it wouldn't collapse because when they pull out the stone, it could collapse.
Shit, dude.
What was your doctor's name? I'm gonna Google her.
He doesn't remember. He was high, dude.
Back her down. It's a pretty gal. There's a lot of pretty gals out there.
You got to make it look like that, like Tom Cruise movie when he was a race car driver and he got in a wreck and he woke up to that doctor and he thought it was a hooker.
Yeah.
Oh, Kirsten says she's texting you the doctor's name.
Okay, we gotta look it up.
All right, Rick. Thanks, Rick. Let us know in the chat. Thanks, brother.
All right, talk to y'all later. Bye.
Don't eat too much spinach, Rick. I don't think you will, but.
Not eating spinach. Trust me, I'm eating steak and vodka.
Nice.
All right. Goodbye, y'all.
Anybody providing me a service, if they're too good looking, I get nervous. I don't want a pilot to be hot. I don't want a doctor to be hot.
Why, dude? You know how hot people don't die often. That's
they're dumber. Hot people usually are dumber. You know, God gave them the hotness and not the smartness.
That's a wrong take.
You know? Usually, that's how people are wired.
But if you made it to be a doctor, you got to be somewhat of knowledgeable.
I don't know, man. I don't want a doctor who's concerned about her makeup.
She was concerned about makeup.
Please.
Wait, did she text it? We can look it up. You'll find her easily. If she's a doctor, it'll come. She's on the internet.
Your nuzzin said she texted you, Doug. She said,
look it up. Give us the name so Jay can look it up so we can see. Because now everyone in the chat, including me, wants to see what kind of dick doctor he had.
Oh, God. She's fucking beautiful.
Oh, you have a picture. Okay. You got to hold it up.
Really?
You got to do something. Send it to us somehow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dr. Danielle Jackson, Chief of Staff, Seton Southwest Hospital.
Urologist, huh?
Wow. Did you not get a good enough look?
Jesus.
What's her OnlyFans page?
She's a cast member on Friends or something.
Yeah, that would be a little. She'd come in and you'd be like, all right, this is a funny joke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, good looking women aren't really usually funny. They're good looking, and that's what they do. Yeah. They're a Bally influencer on Instagram.
Bally?
That's what they do.
Bally's for girls.
Is it Bally or Bally?
It was Bally. I don't forget what it was. I think it was Bally's, but I remember going to that gym one time, and they were like, it was only women. I was like, whoa, this is not the gym for me, apparently.
Yeah. I used to have a membership at Bally's. So do you still feel cool?
You had a membership? I thought Bally's was for girls only.
No, Bally's isn't just for girls.
No.
Unless they switched it, that's enough.
I think they switched it. Oh.
No.
Okay, fine.
Do you still feel cool? There's an actual age. There's a number. They surveyed like 2,000 people and figured out the age at which you stop feeling cool.
The age at which you stop feeling cool. I think you stop feeling cool.
You stop being cool.
As soon as you hit 30.
Really? So you don't feel cool yourself right now?
No, you said, I feel cool. You said being cool. I don't think other people think I'm cool. I don't think I walk around and young kids. I don't think young kids are like, that guy's cool.
You don't think your son says that? I think Lex says that. My dad's
cool.
Fuck
no. No kid would say that about their dad. I don't care how cool they might be or how old they are, how young they might be. It's still their dad.
Hmm.
I know your son doesn't think you're cool.
He does. That's no, so
he,
cool.
he get, your son can see the backseat of the car and it's all the fucking dirt and grime and Cheerios and shit back there. He knows that's not cool.
Average person stops being cool at 39.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Got some years left. You guys, not so much.
You got some time. Yeah, I'm done. Because of slang, there's a list of things that they don't feel cool about. Slang, I see about all these things I don't care about. Do you really care about keeping up on the slang?
No, I still use words like that's sick, that's cool, that's like I still, and apparently that's not cool anymore at all. And I'll be like, yeah, man, that's sick. And Alicia will be like, oh my, does it need a doctor? And I'm like, what are you, fucking 80? Shut up.
Good thing about Gen X is we don't give a fuck about anybody else. We don't care what anybody thinks. We do our own thing. Celebrities, people feel out of touch with celebrities. That's another thing. Who cares?
Yeah.
If this is the litmus, if this is a definition of being cool, well, then who wants to be
cool? I'm out of touch with this stuff. I'm out of touch with celebrities. I don't know what's going on in the celebrity
world. Well, you're my go-to. Whenever there's a celebrity thing in the news, I always ask you about it.
It's only if it's very popular because it's on like everyone on social media. But if like, I don't know, like remember the Vanderpump thing? Like there was like some big deal. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I don't know a lot of this stuff.
Well, the Kendrick beef that's going on now. I didn't know.
I know
that
because it's hip hop and that's, I like hip hop.
The arts. That's another thing. Again, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever been up on the arts besides like Banksy maybe?
No, who knows what the arts, dude? I know what Mona Lisa is.
Exactly, that's why
I know the Starry Night, dude. I don't know anything. I know Salvador Dali used to suck wieners and do acid. That's all I know.
You know who I know? I know, fuck, what's the one from Target? They buy all the prints.
I don't know.
Oh, what is his name? Everybody has one of his prints.
I know Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and the one more Ninja Turtle.
Somebody will get it in the
Raphael.
Christian Robinson? Is that the guy?
No. Edsel. Ed.
Oh, because I just...
A Target artist?
I don't know.
Ansel Adams.
Ansel Adams.
It literally just came up as you said it. Yeah, okay.
Ansel Adams. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Banksy right next to my house. Right next to Zabar's. Oh yeah, they have it. It's cool because they protected it with this plexiglass. They have it over it and they have it screwed into it, so you can't fuck it up.
Do we know who that is yet or not?
Some dude.
Some dude. Books, fashion.
No, I don't think we know who it is yet because I think if we knew who it was, it wouldn't be as popular and he wouldn't make as much money on it. To be honest,
I've cared about fashion a little bit from time to time in my life, but not really.
But books, like I don't. I feel like.
Fuck no books.
Books. Like, what books make you
books.
Cool?
Fuck no books, dude.
Fuck no books. Mm. Technology. Movies.
I can see that making you cool, having the latest tech.
Social media, music, and food. Those are your top 10.
I think out of all those, the things that I care most about is food and technology. That's about it.
Yeah, I got friends who are stuck in the 80s as far as their music goes. It's all they listen to. And I'm like, that's embarrassing.
I have been listening to a lot of I'm walking in Memphis.
Oh, Michael Cohen, right? Cohen?
Yeah, but I mean, like, okay, that's fine. But if you grew up, if all you listened to was 90s music, I mean, you got to keep up with the, you got to keep up a little bit with music.
Yeah.
You're not interested in new music at all?
Nah, really.
Wow. All right. Okay. You know, sometimes I think you're older than me, actually.
The
way my kidney's been hurting, who knows?
Yeah.
So, Kane, I think the issue is that new music in the genre of music you like that comes out is good. New music in the genre that Corey likes is garbage. And the it stopped being good at like...
Pop
like
that pussy for a real...
Yeah, it's like not good. So, like you said Ozzy's song was really great in the pre-show. That was good. Nothing's come out good in the last 10 years.
Active Rock has got some really, really good bands. And they've
agreed.
The bands that have still been, they're still around making great music 25 years later. Longer when you count the Foo Fighters. I mean, like, rock is still a really great scene. Hip hop has just gotten so lazy and dirty, right?
Everybody's
I mean,
little boozy, little this, little that. They're all garbage.
Well, now they're all going to Diddy parties and sucking each other's cocks.
Right. So that's why I think
that's the really freaky thing about hip hop. It's like, you know, the blacks were always the biggest homophobes, right? You know, especially a black rapper. Homosexuality had no place. But now we realize why they were so against it and why they would talk so against it and be because it's them. That's who they are.
Yeah.
They protest too much. What is that crap?
So now this is what every hip hop song sounds like coming out today. Listen, I'm not even kidding.
Bend it over. I'm from St. Louis. Make that art.
Yeah, is that Sexy Red?
It's N-word. Yeah. It's butt sex. It's flappy so wet let pussies me read to and
you.
Fucking.
Hold on. This is and actually a poem. Is, if you listen to it, it isn't a poem. Hellcats, SRTs, N-word, come pull up on me. Drive the car fast. Do the dash. It make my coochie leak. Real bad bitch. Sitting pretty. Thousands for the weave. Fingernails exotic. Got a little cute. I'm smoking weed. Track hawk. Say he want to eat it. Put that shit in park. Bend it over. I'm from St. Louis. Say he like my arc. Tell absolute that N-word, trash. Cash out for a whip if you want my heart. Playing with my coochie while he drive. We on the way to Mark's.
That makes Taylor Swift sound like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So now you put know the, why he only listens to older well, music.
Right. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
Put the Benz in sport mode. I ain't no regular hoe. I don't do insurance for my whips. This ain't Geico. That makes sense. Oh, so when we get in a wreck, you're so going to be the one to run away.
Stupid. Wow. And we haven't heard about Diddy in a while. You know why? Because it wasn't a raid on Diddy. It was the elites going to get all the videos that they know they have on him. Or that he had
he
on
has
them.
On them, yeah.
They wanted to go get all the evidence. And then they got it all. And so now they think they're safe. It wasn't about Diddy. It was about them. Otherwise, he'd be in fucking jail. Man, let's see. That was not a shocker to me.
But would he be in jail? Maybe he has done some stuff, but he's also got information on other people, so they can't make it happen.
Well,
if you know stuff about, if you know stuff,
that's why they got it. That's why they went.
I know, but he definitely has some stuff on himself. Like, he's definitely not a good guy. Like, we know he's done some creepy stuff. Come on now. But he also has information. He also has information on other people, so then they can't arrest him because he's got.
Well, that's what that was their whole mission, to go in there and grab all the information he had on them, all the videos that he had on everybody else. They wanted to get all that shit because they know shit's about to hit the fan.
I will say, Kendrick Lamar said he's been in this industry for 15 years. Or 15, I forget. He said that what the amount of years he's been in this industry, he said there's some weirdos that he's encountered. And he said there's a lot of rappers that are policing it. Like they're letting it happen. Like they're like... He said that when Drake took a picture of his wiener, it was to solicit more... He purposely let it go to solicit more girls to do, like, to have at parties and use as monetary value. Like escorts, basically. Like an escort. Like, he's basically a pimp.
Yeah. Well, I've seen recently, because all this shit's coming out now, people when they're young, the Tupac video, there's videos of Drake and pictures of Drake when he was really young, like, getting all cozy and cuddly with other boys and stuff, and, like, grabbing their asses and stuff. Oh, yeah.
I used to grab ass. Dude, you never played grab ass before?
Yeah, but
you
linger?
Sexually, just kind of like fucking. No, you don't. That's if your hands you there linger. For if your hands there for more than like a couple milliseconds, then that's a little
right. If you're fond, that becomes a fondle at that point.
Yeah.
Wait, you grabbed guys' asses?
No, not grab, like kind of bam, smack ass, grab ass. Oh, you know what I mean?
Sure, like in sports.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not gay if it's on a baseball field.
Do you hear about roast talk been this week? Right. That was been the that's been the big story, Tom Brady roast. Do you see the clip of the comedian who went nuts on the audience member because I think it's a she worked for Biden. Fucking hilarious. Basically roasted her. And then I also had AI roast us.
Oh yeah. All right.
I had AI write some jokes. Some roast jokes about us. I don't have a voice to it, so we'll have to read them. But this is the, what's his name? Josh Ocean Thomas.
Hate him. Paper, let me know. You work for the Biden administration. Is your job to wake them up, or what's your job?
Hey,
there's a war!
That's funny.
Okay, what do you do for the Biden administration? What a shit show of a job you have. I can't believe you admitted that in front of all these people. You have the freedom to lie. You could have said you were a hooker and I would have been proud of you. What do you do?
I travel to southern states.
Get out of here.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know hilarious. How that person felt, but that's he. Yeah, that's I mean, good. He went
you
after.
You don't admit that in public at a comedy show to a comedian Seriously. On stage.
Would you have done the same thing?
Oh, I would have.
You no, like I'd to play like, the center like, oh, when it comes cool. to politics, though. So I would you?
No, have... not when it comes to comedy. I would have done either way. It'd have been hilarious. The wake him up thing was brilliant. What do? Wake him up. That right there. That even fun. If he stopped there, it's a win. Like, that's great.
Give me some, I don't know, some roast music. We got to, you know, you really got to delve in and try to find some other beds because we have just one bed that we use for everything, and it's really ridiculous.
Oh, so this is a new one.
You can judge, we've used this before. We can judge, you can judge these, you can rate these ChatGPT roast jokes, okay? I just entered a little bit about me and a little bit about you, and it came up with these jokes.
Okay.
Kane, the radio veteran. He's been on the air so long, even his listeners have retired.
Jesus.
Is that any good?
That's good.
That's pretty good. That's a good one. Yeah.
With that Adam's apple, Kane's neck is like a snorkel for when he dives into his own drool-covered pillow.
All right.
Yeah. 30 years in radio, and Kane's still searching for the perfect wave of relevance.
Ah! Wow, wow, dude.
AI's mean.
Yeah.
Kane's beach-loving vibe is so strong, even his shower schedule's on island time.
Oh, jeez, okay.
They say laughter is the best medicine, but Kane's listeners are more likely to catch a cold from his unwashed pillows.
That's pretty funny. That's funny.
I shouldn't have told him about the pillows. Kane's hair is longer than the playlist at a classic rock station, both stuck in the past.
Oh, wow, dude. They're really hitting you with the stuck in the past stuff.
Kane's drool-stained pillows have seen more action than his career lately.
Well.
They say cleanliness is next to godliness, but Kane's weekly showers are more like a leap of faith.
Okay.
Kane's voice might be smooth as silk on the air, but his personal hygiene is rougher than a stormy sea. With that Adam's apple, Kane's throat must be like a speed bump for his drool as it cascades onto his beach-themed bedding. That's the Tenet wrote.
That's pretty funny. There were some good ones in there, some legit ones.
Yeah, that was yeah.
The relevance one was the best, right?
Yeah, that's good. The retired.
Oh, even his listeners have retired?
Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the best one. All right, here's Corey's ChatGPT roast jokes. Corey B's cooking videos are so popular, they're the only things his fiance has been digesting for the past 8 years.
Jesus.
Corey B's podcast is like his shopping habits. Lots of hype, little substance, and a whole lot of wasted money.
Damn.
Corey's stand-up comedy is as hyperactive as his spending habits. Quick, flashy, and leaving everyone wondering where the punchline went.
Ah!
Oh, damn.
All right, AI. Time to write some jokes about AI.
With a voice higher than his grocery bills, Corey B could moonlight as a human dog whistle. Corey's engagement is like his recipes, long and drawn out, but ultimately lacking in flavor.
Wow.
They say money can't buy happiness, but Corey B sure is determined to test that theory with his latest impulse buys. Yeah, I said you waste money in it. Take it. Yeah. Corey's spending habits are so out of control, even his bank account is begging for a restraining order. Corey's fiance might be waiting for a ring, but she's already got a front row seat to the greatest comedy show of all time, his spending spree.
They really took that and ran with it, huh?
Yeah, sure did. Corey's hyperactive energy is matched only by his ability to blow through cash faster than he can say, "Did I really need that?" That's really close to your catchphrase.
What are you gonna do with that?
Did I really need that? Corey B's wallet's like a magician's hat. No matter how much money he stuffs in, it always comes out empty. Corey's son is already 6. That's almost as long as it takes him to come up with a punchline.
Oh, damn.
Corey's stand-up is like his cooking, best served with a side of regret and a dash of indigestion. Corey B, the master chef of burnt offerings. If only his jokes were as well done as his steaks.
Damn.
Corey's fiance must have the patience of a saint. Either that or she's waiting for him to finally finish the punchline to his proposal.
We're already engaged.
With Corey's cooking, you either laugh or cry, usually both, but mostly from food poisoning.
Damn.
Jesus.
And finally, they say pets resemble their owners, but I can't tell if Corey's Doberman is guarding the house or just trying to escape his jokes.
Some of those, okay, I will say, God. A lot of them were actually something you, a lot, that makes me wonder if people used AI to write their jokes for that roast.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because AI can help out a lot, it seems like, you know what I mean?
I did say that you had a small penis in the description.
I didn't want to say it, huh?
It said, I can't be that mean, so I had to take that part of it out.
No, I can't be that mean. Just say some other things that fucking really hurt you. You know? Yeah, the other things are okay, but not the penis part. That's where we draw the line.
Could you be all right getting roasted like the way Brady was roasted? I mean, really personal. Because there's always a speck of truth, an ounce of truth in every one of those jokes. They come from truth, so how do you not?
As a narcissist, a little bit. I'll be all right. Probably.
Yeah, but knowing you're getting roasted, aren't you? You got to expect they're going to talk about everything.
I don't think he was expecting a lot of that. Like when they kept saying the jiu-jitsu stuff, like when they kept bringing up the fact that she was banging the jiu-jitsu guy, you could tell that was a sore subject.
Yeah, but
maybe they were having sex while they were still married. It seems like they probably were banging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart was like, "Tom, how's it feel that this karate man is fucking your wife and you can't do nothing because he'll beat your ass?"
Exactly.
You can't fight him.
Oh yeah, those would have hurt. And then the one, I forget who told it, might have been Nikki. Said something, it cracked on him for leaving while Bridget Monahan was pregnant, his ex-girlfriend. That one had to hurt a little bit.
Wait, so he's got a kid with Bridget Monahan?
Yeah.
How come we never see that kid? Did we see that kid?
I think, wasn't that the one that he was tongue-kissing? The son?
I thought the kid Giselle's kid.
I think the oldest one is the one with Bridget.
And also, I watched all of Will Ferrell's thing. He was in his bit the whole time. He was Anchorman. He was just being Anchorman. He was He was like, "Oh, stop it, Ron. Stop it. You can't do this. It's a roast. Ah, he's so beautiful, though. I want to love him." He just kept talking to himself like he would in the movie.
So it was funny then?
Yeah, it was a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Wait, he was like, what, as he did he sit on the dais? The dais?
He came out from the back, but he can't.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, he came out, did the thing, and left. I felt bad for Gronk, too. If you guys haven't seen Gronk yet, Gronk went up there and he told jokes, and it was just the dumbest shit. And he kept thinking he was fucking killing it because people were laughing, but they were laughing about how fucking dumb it was.
Oh, no.
And then he kept saying, he told one thing. He said something about, we'd have a sleepover and you'd probably suck their wieners, something so stupid. And then people started, like, they kind of, like, giggled. And he goes, "Ha, I just riffed that. That was just off the top of my head." And I kept saying, like, "Oh, my God."
I got to watch that just to see if it's a train wreck.
Oh, my God.
All right, Friday. Ook, let's go.
What the f*** did you just say?
Sometimes we say stuff that can mean a lot of things. Depending on how those words are used. And there's nothing you can't do. It's Kane and Corey's out of context.
Oh, by the way, you want to hear something ridiculous? Karen and Johnny from 102.7 have been suspended because someone from Blown Off is like suing them or something. And people believe it. There's no way you can sue because of Blown Off because it's all actors.
It's already a pre-approved thing.
The bit was this girl had sex with this guy. He never called her back. So they called this guy's house. His wife picked up. She said, "What do you mean? My husband's in the shower." And then they basically outed this relationship.
It's all illegal. You couldn't put that on the radio without their permission. There's nobody suing anybody.
It's a script.
They're not suspended. They took a couple days off. They're like, "Let's fool all the fucking
pubs." They probably took a vacation.
They had Jim Ryan. I listened to it. They had Jim Ryan call in and said, "Yeah, Karen's probably never coming back." Anthony's on the air sobbing.
Oh my God.
They probably think they're geniuses, dude. They're "We're getting them so good.
And the people
we're
going to so
bring
dumb.
Radio back again." Because you know they're having circle meetings about how we're going to make radio cool. We need a play.
You know what they're trying to do?
I can't believe people are so dumb.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, they're just like, "If Karen and Johnny aren't back on the show with intern Anthony, I'll never listen to this station again. I'm sick to my stomach. I sent a private message, but I'll say it here. This is ridiculous. I will stop listening." All these people are just so angry. Stupid. All these fucking house frows. That's what they are.
I'll stop listening. I promise I will never listen again.
the 55-year-old frumpy housewife, and they're just all like buying into it. How are people so dumb? All right. Anyway, I got sidetracked. Ook.
All right, here we go. 10 pieces. First one up.
I give or I receive?
You receive.
Yeah.
I guess it was my turn.
Yeah. It was like at that point of the relationship.
Play it again.
I give or I receive?
You receive.
Yeah.
Nope. Basically, you're asking me, like, what do you want me to do this time? And I'd be like, you're receiving, bro.
The way I pictured it is like, all right, Kane, listen, I don't have a lot of time. I got to go. What are we doing here?
And then Kane says, I give or I receive?
You receive.
No, to me, it sounds like we're playing a $100,000 pyramid. Give or receive? That's the question on that show.
Yeah, yes. When they're sitting before they go to the circle. Yeah, I'm thinking more on a sexual thing. Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Here we go, next one.
Even the suction, I can't stand the sound of...
Oh, I love the suction. Suction's my favorite part. Ain't no part like the suction part, dude.
You prevert.
If you got no suction, you got no play.
If you got no suction, you got no blowjob.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like you guys were having a conversation on what the best part of getting head from was, and that was the conversation. Actually, that came from the sounds that we hate the most, and it was the dentist suction thing when he puts the thing in your mouth. Yeah.
Right, we thought it was actual dick sucking. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Right. All right, here we go. Next one.
And the more you squeeze it, the bumpier it gets.
Squeeze what, Jay?
A general wart that you had. Like, you guys, he was like, you're like, Kane, look at this. And he'd like start squeezing it, and it's on your penis, and then he just gives you the advice. And
the more you squeeze it, the bumpier it gets.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if that's how it works, but you would probably be the professional at this, so you would know best. I'm going to take your word for it.
We're talking about that thing that you had on your nose? You were squeezing it. You think you had skin cancer? It's like right here, right? That red thing that keeps...
I still think, Jay. Yes.
That's what that was from. All right, here we go. Next one.
You twist it, and then you shake it for 30 seconds. Stop. Shake it for 30 seconds. Stop. And shake it, and then you put it in.
Yeah.
You're getting fluffing yourself.
Yeah, that does sound legit. That sounds like the process of trying to get it ready to put in, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Corey, I'm not hard yet. How do you expect me to put it in your butt?
You twist it, and then you shake it for 30 seconds, stop.
Exactly.
Shake it for 30 seconds, stop, and shake it, and then you put it in.
Yeah.
That's proper. Twist, shake, put in. That's it.
That's the fluffing.
Then you bop it, twist it, flick it.
So that was from when you had to send in a poop sample for whatever you were having something done medically, right? So you had to send in
I want to see what foods I can eat, what foods I should be eating.
Right. You were having tests. All right, here we go. Next one.
I'm curious to see that because you're not forcing it down my throat. That would be something I would be voluntarily doing.
Hey.
No description needed.
No worry. You don't have to throw it down my throat. I will voluntarily do it. I sign up to do it, please. I would like to volunteer.
You don't need to grab the back of my head unless you want to, because I'm gonna head down south myself.
Do you remember
Daddy doesn't have a gag reflex.
Do you remember what that was from?
No.
Okay, so remember we were talking about that lady that got unsolicited dick pic, and then she answered back with like, "Oh my god, you need to get that checked." Yeah, yeah. So then you were talking about one of our mafia members. I think it's for Forbidden Balls has an OnlyFans with his or somebody, Tool Job Raleigh.
Yeah, and you were like,
"I
want to
see that." Oh yes,
he sent me the link to it, but I'm not going to pay for it.
But then you said, "Well, you're not actually forcing it down my throat, so I want to see it," kind of thing. That was where that came from. Here we go. Next one.
It's hard to get that much saliva out. Once you spit, you got to keep spitting. There's not enough saliva.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you try to make that wiener wet, dude.
Yeah. Like, Corey, you're really not good at giving head. You know, like, why is it so dry?
It's hard to get that much saliva out. Once you spit, you got to keep spitting. There's not enough saliva. It's probably the best thing to hear is that you're not good at it, like, you know, because you don't really do it much.
Well,
right? I don't think you're going to get mad, even insulted, if that happens. Right?
It's like Marcus's joke. His friend said if he ever came on hard times, his friend said he would do gay porn. He's like, why don't you just start with straight porn first?
Well, there is more money in gay porn.
That's what the thing is.
That came from, again, you were testing to see what food you could eat, and I guess it was a spit test, a saliva test.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one.
What are you digging for? Relax. Like, fucking A.
Oh! What the fuck? Do you hear the noise I'm making in the back? I sound like a pervert. Play that again.
What are you digging for? Relax. Like, fucking A.
Oh. what was that?
I got no gold in my asshole. What are you digging for?
Why'd I scream, though?
What are you digging for? Relax. Like, fucking A.
It was like you got You guys were both fingering each other's assholes, and he was like, you were like going really hard.
Well, I came first.
You ain't laughing at any of these today. I don't know what the hell's
I got a headache, but what? But my thing is, I got a headache. But my thing is, what the fuck was that about?
So we were talking about, again, sounds that we hate earlier in the week, and one of the sounds was when people scrape stuff, forks on the plate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I guess what Kane was talking about, like, why are you digging into the plate with the fork and making that sound? And he said,
what are you digging for? Relax. Like, fucking
But
A.
Why am I making that noise in the back?
Because I going? Guess you agree with the fact that the sound was not an attractive one. I don't know.
That's the winner so far. What number is that one?
That's number four.
Yeah, right. you sound like you touched my prostate. What you sound like.
Here we go. Top three.
You didn't get it deep enough then, I guess. Did you have to squeeze it up?
Yeah, I had to keep squeezing it. Yeah.
Jesus.
What the fuck is that? You gotta get it deep enough, I guess.
You gotta squeeze it to make it bigger so it gets deeper.
That's what I was thinking in my mind. Yeah. Like, you guys, like, why is this not working right?
Yeah. You didn't get it deep enough. Squeeze more. I guess. Did you have to squeeze it up?
Yeah, I had to keep squeezing it. Yeah.
You're like this. Like, you didn't get it deep enough, dude.
I'm trying, dude. I gotta squeeze it harder, apparently.
That's number three. That was you were trying to draw blood again for the test for
when I prick my finger. Yeah.
Here we go. Number two.
Put that shit in their hole, dude.
You feel that in your mouth. Put that shit in your hole, man.
You feel that in your mouth. Put that shit in your hole, dude.
You feel that in your mouth.
So I'm banging you so hard that it's coming out your mouth. That's crazy.
Yeah. But the way it was kind of like you were like because you're like holding your penis in your hand, right? And it's hard, right? And you're concentrating.
Jeez, so gross, dude.
So the tone of your voice was like, you know how when you talk but you're concentrating so you don't really talk loudly.
Put that shit in your hole, dude.
You feel that in your mouth.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ.
So this was
okay.
This was from the story where the lady found that bug in the Chipotle burrito or whatever she had.
Oh yeah, that big ass fucking bug.
Yeah. All right, here we go. This is my favorite of the week. Here it is.
Look at this solid. Oh! Dude, spit it out.
Oh my God! What did I do? Just take a cum shot to the mouth?
Because it was like Kane was finishing, and he's saying, "Look at the size of that!" And as he was finishing in your mouth, you choked on it. Listen,
look at the size. Dude, spit it out.
That's so gross that you put that vision in there. Oh my God, dude.
Wait, one time.
Look at the size.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? That's so gay.
That's the winner.
That's the winner. That one wins. Because it does sound like a gag, and it does sound like you're like, dude, spit it out. It's too much.
1,000%.
You're going to choke. You've never had that much before, dude.
That must have been like a 5-day load.
It was definitely too much, that's for sure.
Again, that comes from the story. That was when you first pulled up the picture of the bug in the burrito, and you were like, look at the size. But it was just perfect timing. So that's from the Chipotle burrito.
Oh, a real man would have swallowed, but whatever.
Wow.
No, they wouldn't.
Not a real man.
That's not what makes you a real man, dude.
I know.
Dad, according to the guy on the internet, a real man is one that swallows
multiple loads. No, son, that's not a real man.
That's a gay man.
Let's do some news.
And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the not quite news.
You see this?
See what? Oh, not fuck, quite. What happened?
Not quite.
Oh, not quite. Sorry, I don't think I got, I think there's like allergy headache. I don't know what it is. It's a tension headache right here.
Yeah, you're a little off. They installed this art installation in Manhattan It's called The Portal.
I saw that to Dublin.
Right. So in Dublin and in Manhattan, they've just got a video screen surrounded by a giant circle, which is why they call it the portal. So you can see what people are up to and they can see you. But so isn't that just like a big round television?
It, essentially,
it's not an art installation. It's just a TV. I'm in Jersey, Corey. You're in Manhattan right now. And wow, we can see each other live.
I know, but come on. You're downplaying how cool it is. It's a public thing.
It's not cool. It's just a stupid camera setup.
It's not stupid. It's kind of cool. You can see into Dublin, and Dublin can see into us, and you're seeing in real time.
I can see into your house right now. It's the same concept.
Yeah, but I'm not in a public space in New York City that's hundreds of thousands. That's thousands of miles away.
It's well, if you were in Dublin right now, I could still see. If you were standing outside in Dublin right now, I would be able to see everything.
No,
just
false.
Like it's
false.
Not cool.
If I was
it's
in Dublin
stupid.
Right now, I'd have the day off. That's for damn sure. I'm not doing
this. This is exactly why art is so fucking stupid, because
it's
this is nothing.
Cool.
These
Say
are two TV
want.
Cameras. These are two cameras set up in different locations, and they connected via Zoom, and they put it in a big portal looking thing. And wow, look how neat that is.
I'm going to get you a fucking coffee mug that just says world's biggest hater.
No, but am I wrong? Where is the lie? Am I spewing
cool.
untruths?
Yeah, you're right, Kat. They have live feeds of the shore. Yeah, they have live feeds of Cat's Meow on Bourbon Street.
It's all the
cool
same.
People like to see it.
It's all the same. It's not cool. It's not an art installation. They just set up a camera so you can see. They could put that camera anywhere. It's not unique or inventive or any of those things.
Say what you want.
It's not art. It's just a camera. A man parked his boat next to his house, right? In his driveway. He was told by city officials that he needed to build a fence to hide the boat because I guess it was an eyesore.
Oh my God, tell me he built the smallest fence ever. Please tell me he built the world's smallest fence.
He built a fence and then he painted his boat on the fence.
Oh, what a genius. All right, wait a minute. This dude had a boat that deep into his driveway next to his house, and people were complaining there was an eyesore. Uh-huh. You know what people were complaining? People that can't afford boats because they're miserable
exactly.
And they wish they had a boat, and they're fucking reminded every time they see it.
But that, he wins.
Brilliant.
Fucking
so,
brilliant.
So smart.
All right, I got your fence. Now shut up. Criminal attacked a Subway sandwich artist for not including enough ham. The cashier checked the receipt. No, he didn't pay for double meat. But he went ham on her anyway.
So he beat her?
He beat her, yeah.
That wasn't even the joke yet. We're not even playing jokes yet. You just...
Well, no, I said he went ham.
I know, but I'm saying we're not even into the jokes part of the show yet.
Oh, I know. He's 6'5", 400 pounds, and she was 4'11".
See, now, as a person that thoroughly enjoys ham,
yeah,
I can
know.
See where he's coming from.
Yeah.
No. If you're a guy that beats and hits someone over meal, we got someone that killed someone the other day over an order. Like, there's people getting killed over fast food orders. That's nuts.
Age 37 is when the average person starts feeling the aches and pains of life.
No.
False. I think you're ahead of the curve, right?
34, 33, 32.
Is that
31.
About when she started going downhill for you?
Nah, probably I would say last year. Once I started feeling aches and pains, like fucking, like once, like when you stretch your neck and you're like, oh my God, my neck's stiff.
Yeah, we've seen the progression. I mean, because when we first started together in July of 2020, you were relatively healthy. Yeah, I didn't really hear any complaints.
You know when it went downhill, Kane?
Boxing.
When yeah, exactly.
You guys have any neck pain? When you do this, you got any like stiff neck?
I got neck pain all the time. It's because of the thing over here.
Jay, you don't have any neck pain ever? You don't feel stiff ever? No stiffness?
Maybe you got the wrong pillows.
I too probably got the wrong pillows. You're probably right.
Maybe you
got
to stop trying to suck your own cock.
That's not going to happen.
You're going to get there eventually.
If you could, would you?
I would try it, yeah. Who the fuck? What kind of question is that? Who would not? If you tell me one time that you could, you wouldn't?
No.
You're able to touch it and fucking do this,
please.
So you do it?
No, everybody I feel would. Like that would be a gateway.
See,
drug.
But the difference between you and I is you'd swallow it and taste it. I wouldn't. I'd wait till I was there, and I'm just into the earth.
You'd pull it out of your mouth real quick.
Yeah.
So 37 is when the average person starts feeling aches and pains. Give me a top five real quick. Here's top five other things you start doing at age 37 besides feeling some pants.
Presenting Kane and Corey's top five.
Number five.
You buy your clothes at CVS.
That's only one of us. Well, I know Jay probably does too.
Number four.
You leave everything early to beat the traffic.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
No, I do that. That's not getting old. That's just smart. That's just being smart.
The only time I won't leave something early to beat the traffic is if it's like a really important playoff game or something, right? And you got to stay till the end. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm gone.
Number three.
Reuse a tea bag.
Oh, my God.
Or a Keurig pod.
See, that's poor people shit. That's not...
Number two.
You have mowing shoes.
Oh yeah. I was 14 and I had mowing shoes.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I was the one that mowed the lawn and I had shoes that were just green and I wouldn't wear those for anything else. They were my green mowing shoes.
My dad, every time he mowed the lawn, he'd sit down like Mr. Rogers and do the old shoe exchange, flip it into the air and put his green shoe on.
That was the only one.
That's funny. And finally.
Number one.
Your favorite brand is Copper Fit.
Wow.
That's not a bad brand, dude.
No, it's not.
You don't got leg compressions for those, dude? The leg compression ones that you put on?
Do they work?
Copper Fit. I have never tried them, but
I used one for my knee, like a thing, and it works because it just stimulates the blood, the iron in the blood. Yeah.
All right, really bad jokes.
It just sounds like old people shit.
It's now it time does. For.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's?
Really bad jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
I actually did buy a Copper Fit knee sleeve once because Brett Favre did the commercial.
Yeah, he had a commercial for it, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't feel any difference. Too. Huh?
Did you also buy Lee Dungarees because he made a commercial with those too?
No, I've already been through my Lee Dungaree stage.
All right.
That's all my mom would buy for a minute there.
I remember watching those commercials, just them playing football, and I'm like, why are you playing football with jeans on? What an idiot. You can't even run fast with jeans on.
I know. And that's before they had the flex built in.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday is Mother's Day. Or as they call it.
Or as they call it at MILFHunter.com, 50% off.
That's good. Or as they call it on college campuses across America, Birthing Persons Day.
Zach Wilson calls it his favorite day.
Hey. Gross. Researchers were shocked to find a great white shark off the coast of Alabama.
Shit. Listen, if you're going to give me a little steak and a big fat ass steak, I'm going to go to the big fat ass steak. Where do you think the fucking sharks know where fat people are?
They knew the shark wasn't local. It had all its teeth.
Ah! the shark heard there were some fat walruses out there in the water. But.
May is National Masturbation Month.
May is National Masturbation Month.
Mm-hmm.
I may not come into work. Oh, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, for me, it's also National Fist Bump Month.
Yeah.
I'm not shaking your hand this month.
Shaking no one's hand, dude.
Walmart store managers. Oh, this is a good one. Please match. Walmart store managers make an average of $124,000 a year.
What?
So you're telling me Walmart store managers don't even shop at Walmart?
That's a dollar per pound.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Britney Spears finalized her divorce.
Oh, man, I don't know.
She already created a dating profile on Unhinged. Well, let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, shit.
Ah, boy. Well, I hope your headache goes away, and I hope your kidney stones don't develop.
I hope they don't. I think I put a stop at that. I haven't had any green juice today, and I haven't.
You didn't. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day, all.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later.
Yeah, woo.
Kane and Corey.